Pass the iced tea. Hey, so how many of you, like me, almost got suckered last night? I mean, got suckered. It was, what, 11 o'clock? I thought, okay, it's safe to go to sleep now. I did leave the television on. We had a 14-point lead. I nod it off. I wake up, and we're just two away from losing. Actually, three away from losing. Woke me all up again. Couldn't get back to sleep. I thought we're going to blow this in the last couple of minutes. But no, the Celtics came through. And LA goes home with their Laker tails between their legs. I didn't see Jack Nicholson last night either. Did you see him? I didn't see him. I think he was afraid to come to town. That's what I think. 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR, the Paul Perry Show. Two Pauls for the price of one here. When you wait.
The 60s.
I love the 60s. The music, the cars.
The 70s.
I think we got great music in the 70s. Not great clothes, but great music.
The 80s.
Because that was when I was a teenager.
All in one place.
I really enjoyed music then.
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. When I saw the thermometer on the car, you know, the digital readout at 101 coming in on the expressway. What it is, it's almost like you want to ring a bell for somebody, you know, flash your lights, go, hey, we made it, triple digits. I love summer. Here are the Eagles.
5 Alarm.
I'm Wally, and I'm getting an upgrade.
Lorne and Wally, mornings.
Does this flat screen make me look fat?
105.7 WROR. Now the Paul Perry Show presents Things You Need to Know.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
You know, today's a day I melt with you actually means something. 300 graduates at Westlake High School in Ohio got their diplomas last week. No surprise so far. Every one of them, though, each and every one of those diplomas had the word education misspelled. Oops. You know, when you see somebody yawn, Howie, you want to yawn. But did you know that certain food that another person might be eating might make you more likely to want to munch on the same thing? So they did this volunteer group, had a bunch eating goldfish crackers instead of animal crackers. Well, the other group saw them eat the goldfish, wanted the goldfish, and they switched it around, and it worked the other way as well. Of course, it hasn't worked yet with Spam or sushi. And if you're looking to lose a little bit of weight and you're stuck at work every day for 8 hours at your cubicle and you think, Paul, I have no time to exercise, listen to this. And this may not be a surprise. I always thought this. Just standing up, you can burn double the calories as you would sitting down. So if you can work standing up, everybody up! 105.7 WROR.
The Paul Perry Show.
105.7
WROR.
Grab my Chevy to the levee. 105.7 WROR. There's your red alert.
Calling all players.
All right, let's get it going. It's yes or BS for our Battle of the At Work Nation today. You must know the number. No, that's not it. 617-931-1057. That'll do you good. 105.7 WROR.
She's
105.7 WROR. Paul Perry Show, ready for the Battle of the At Work Nation. Yes or BS. The categories as always. I got Della on the line, like from Della Street and the old Perry Mason Show. Hi, Della.
Hi, how are you?
It is 100 degrees.
That's yeah. But at least I know mine's calibrated now. All right, Mary Ellen, hold on the line tomorrow, 3:30, another round.
The Paul Perry Show on 105.7 WROR.
Let me out.
BernardiAutoGroup.com. Hi, this is Dave from Weymouth, and $10 from every one of these commercials you just heard went right into my pocket.
The 60s, 70s, and 80s, all in one place. 105.7 WROR. The Paul Perry Show. 105.7 WROR.
Just forget the to pick an axe, please. 105.7 WROR, 6070s, 80s. All in one place, the Paul Perry Show. Got an email here from Lynn, because I mentioned last week that when I went in to brush my teeth during the Celtics game and I came out, that they actually had pulled ahead. So Lynn said, Paul, I bet you went into your bathroom, brushed your teeth before the Celtics started. Great game. A nail-biter to the end. Yes, I did. My mistake was falling asleep towards the end when we almost lost. So now I know I can never sleep during a Celtics game. But you know what I really liked last night? You know how they keep showing some of the different people in the crowd? And, of course, they have the old clips. So you see Magic Johnson and, of course, Larry Bird. And, you know, the basketball players today, though, so much more developed and buff. You know, they got the arms all built up and everything than 20, 25 years ago. But Magic, like, you know, most of us, you put on a little bit of weight as you get older. So he's clearly put on a few pounds. Well, they had a shot of him last night. I don't know if you saw it, but I mean, he had a mouthful when the cameraman went to him. And then when they drew back a little, you could see that he was eating popcorn, some of that Great Garden popcorn. And even the announcer said, oh, come on, cameraman, give him a break. It reminded me of the Seinfeld episode where George was eating at the tennis match and had that ice cream all over his face. I'm sure Magic couldn't have been too happy with that shot.